We're learning Perikei of Mesil Sesharim. It's November 21st, 2012. Let's start again from the beginning of the Perik, in Perikei. And the title of the topic of the Perik here is Be'er Mavsidi HaZahirus V'Harachok Mehem. As we started yesterday discussing that the Ramchal is going to mention to us the importance of following through with making sure that we are Zahir. And now that we know the importance of watchfulness, the Yitzhahara is going to make sure that we don't follow into the rules and the guidelines of Zahirus. He says as follows, Hinei, Mavsidi Hamida HaZoyus Marchikeh Him Shloisha. There are three main ways the Yitzhahara attacks the person not become Zohar in his actions. Ha'echad hu ha'tibol v'ha'tir d'ha'ilomis. He's going to first discuss what the three are, and then he'll discuss each one at length. The first one is the everyday busy life. As we discussed yesterday, that sometimes we start something for 5 minutes, an hour and a half goes by, and where'd the time go? The Yitzhahara shocks up and says, victory, I just succeeded. That's just one example. Hasheni, haschoik v'halotzen. And people take things that are serious and they mock it. Unfortunately, I mentioned to my students in the afternoon how I witnessed. I was once in the shul and the Rav spoke beautifully. No one knows where I was. And after the Rav spoke, someone gets up. I was a guest in the shul. And with a disgust, he says, who gives him the right to say, to talk? I'm thinking to myself, what in the world is going on here? Here the Rav, tremendous Talmud Chacham, a Paisek, just spoke so beautifully. This type of personality is this Chayk Valotzen. What he does, a person like this, is he encourages other people to think the same way. This is one of the reasons how that when the way is the Yitzhahara gets to a person, that we should not be Zahir. Let's just repeat, what does this word Zahir mean? Zahir means to...
I don't think that happened, though. I think people I saw it. He was wrong.
Well, I hope so. I don't know what's in people's minds, but unfortunately, depending on the personality of the individual, if he's someone who has other friends, then one of his friends might feel, yeah, okay. Or if he's someone that people think, I thought he was a ridiculous, crazy person. Like, how could you say that? And say it to him, you won't even think it, that's wrong. But to say it in public, it was unbelievable. Even saying it over, I can't believe it was true. It's like a nightmare. It's not like I spoke and he said it's ridiculous. Yeah, this is a big paisik. Okay. Hashlishi, hachevra hara. And we mentioned the chevra ra. Bad friends, they feed off each other. When the davar behem echad le'echad. Step number one, Hinei atipul v'atir do kevar dibarnu mihem l'mayla. Says the Ramchal, I already discussed earlier, in regards to the Yitzhahara's attack, in regards to the constant, what they call the rat race. It's such a busy schedule that we live in. And it's I can't wait for all the reports to come out 20 years from now. I wish they'd come out now. The reports that will come out in 20 years, I wish they'd come out today. What are the reports I'm referring to? The reports that talk about how all the technology that we have today, with all the great advancements, how it's ruining us. How it's ruining us. And we think all this technology is, Einstein didn't have it. He did quite well without it. Now, I'm not encouraging that we should go back on horse and buggies. I know gas is expensive. But we get so busy with this. And it's here to help us use our time, and yet you take a look, and we're so busy. We're so busy, not even sometimes, I don't mean anybody specifically, I'm saying the world. And we're so busy, and we have the microwaves going, and we at the same time we have the ovens going. And the main thing that's not running is the brain. The brain is at rest. In the Hebrew, you call the computer, could be I'm putting the syllable in the wrong spot here, a mechashev. It's a thinker. If you take that word and you divide it up, it's moach shev, brains at rest. And how, you know, I remember 25 years ago that I used to know phone numbers. Then my parents got this. I don't know phone numbers. My parents got this like speed dial phone. You press two dials, you program in, and after that, ever since then, you know, what do you have to remember a phone for? Phone number for. But what I'm just want to bring out, what the Ramchal is discussing here, is the Tibul Va'Tirda. This is the eighth of Paro. Paro was a Rosh, but it wasn't stupid. Paro knew that if people are always busy, they're not going to think. So what did he say? Why are these Jewish people talking about escape, about leaving? Because they have too much time on their hands. That's what he said. Make the work harder. And, you know, if we had someone from 200 years ago look at us, and he'd think we're crazy. Oh, we're so busy. You know, how many times do we grab our belt to answer the phone, but there's no phone there, it's Shabbos. You know, they would think we're crazy, we're running around doing so many different things. And they had a physically laborious, the work was much harder. There's no question about it. You know, you could start your car from inside your house. You go in the car, it's nice and warm. Whereas in the summertime, it's nice and, you know, cool off. It's wonderful. But what the Ramchal is talking to us in this generation is don't get caught up. Don't get caught up with all this this technology and not be thinkers. When a person is so busy in this world, his thought processes are bound, they're chained. With the weights of chains that are on top of him. He doesn't think, what am I so busy with? What am I really doing in life? The Chachamim told us in Pirkei Avos, how should we live our life? You have to work. We all have to put bread on the table. But mimayit, don't work as much as we think we have to work. The ikur work should be taira. A person is obligated to make a living. He has to work. He has to make a living to live. Ach riboy ha'esek, the extra amount that's not necessary. Einay muchruch she'a kolkach gadol ad shlo yeniach lo yimokam alav aydosay. Up to a point where a person can't learn. You know, you look in the svarim. You look in the svarim, the Chavetz Chaim, I think he brings from the Chayadim. Person learns only 3 hours a day. He's talking about a balabas now. If he only learns 3 hours a day, there wasn't first Seder back then. They don't have, we didn't learn there. He says, if he's only learning 3 hours a day, that's what he says. I mean, how many people, you know, I recently, a couple of weeks ago, I had the schus to be in a beautiful Shabbos, the Dirshu Shabbos. And there was a story that someone said over, happens to be I'm related to him, I want to talk about Siyad Shmaya. There are hundreds of men davening there. So I come to sit down. Reb Ruven Feinstein is giving me a shir. I sit down. I say, good Shabbos, the person next to me. He tells me his name. I said, are you related to so-and-so? He says, yeah, and my aunt. I said, that's my great aunt. They're all the people I'm sitting next to. You know, fine. What's the story this person said over? His name is Rabbi Sender Dolgen. He said over that he has a system that he encourages people of learning and reviewing the Gemara, which is for another time. He said that there's an individual who he met, who called him up, who didn't go to a strongest day school, high school. And he was in his 30s, and he decided to get more serious about his learning. And he's calling up this Rabbi Dolgen to tell him he's making a Siman Shas. And a couple hours from now, he's making a barbecue Siman Shas. And he wants to tell him, he wants to thank him because it's his encouragement, this system that he promotes. So Rabbi Dolgen in this conversation said to him, what do you do? He says, well, I'm Balabas, I work. He says, when do you have time to learn? So many hours a day. He said he wakes up very early, before davening. He puts in 3 hours of learning before he davens. Sounds crazy. I'm trying to remember it. It's only a couple weeks ago that I forget it already, the story. 3 hours, I think he said, before davening. And then during the day, he puts another hour in. And he's focusing and concentrating on his learning. He wanted to say, he calls him the Tzaddik of Queens. Now, he didn't say his name, it's not necessary. But here's a person who, he woke up. And he didn't know, he didn't have the best background in learning. He went to yeshivas, but he wasn't the strongest learner. But when he heard these words of, I'm not saying these exact words, of having mimayit but asek, when it comes to your business, you have to work, but don't work as much. And he made his business Taira. The Chumaim Rabbi Pinchas, as the Rabbi Pinchas tells us, Taira mevia l'idei zehirus. We said earlier, the Ramchal tells us, the great Tana Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair tells us, how does one come to zehirus, to a watchfulness and awareness of his actions? By limud ha-Taira, by learning Torah. Vizulaso loy yagia elov klal. Without learning Torah, a person will not come to zehirus. And Am Aretz, a man of the land who doesn't learn Torah, he can't be pious. He doesn't know what to be pious about. What do you do? The right thing? What's the wrong thing? The Ramchal tells us, he spells that very clearly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzirah. As we said, we spoke about this earlier. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created the antidote for the Yetzirah. As the Gemara says in Kedushin and Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Barasi Yetzirah, I created the Yetzirah. And Barasi Loi Torah Tavlin. Hashem says, I created the Yetzirah. And I created the Torah. How to protect the antidote against the Yetzirah. V'nei Poshut, it's obvious. Shim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Loi Bara Lemaka Zu. Elo Rafu Zu. He's saying, if Hashem created this only, this is the only antidote for this machula, for this sickness. What's the sickness mean, the Yetzirah? I efshar b'shum panim she'yirape ha'adam mizoyis ha'maka bilti zoyis ha'rafua. Hashem is telling us, how do we fight the Yetzihara? Limud ha'Torah, learning Torah. This is the only way to conquer the Yetzihara, says Hashem. And we gave the example in the past. When the person goes to the doctor, and the doctor tells him, listen, he has strep throat. Take this 3 times a day for 10 days straight, it'll be fine. People used to die with strep throat. Streptococcus, right? These people used to die. Baruch Hashem, we live in a generation, we have medicine for it. So the patient says back to the doctor, doc, you know, I have a busy schedule. Let me take care of it. I'll do it in 2 days. I'll take all the pills in 2 days' worth. The doctor's looking like he's crazy. That's not the way to do it. There's an approach, says in the bottle, 3 pills a day for 10 days. You want to do it your way, you won't succeed. You'll end up in the emergency room. You can't take so many pills in one shot. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the Yetzirah. Hashem says, the way to be successful and to conquer the Yetzirah is one approach. Limud HaTorah. You know, there are people who think that studying of Torah is for a select few. It's for the rabbis. When I have a question, I go ask the rabbi. I call him up. He knows the answer. That's what he's there for. Now, if you tell him, you know, who's the oxygen for? Is it just for the rabbis? Of course, he's thinking, what are you talking about? I mean, everybody has to breathe. Everybody has to live. You tell him, well, oxygen is the Torah. The Torah is oxygen. It's synonymous, one and the same. Not just for the world to come, but to be successful here in this world, you have to learn Torah. Without it, you won't be successful. You won't be able to conquer the Yetzirah. Anyone who thinks that he'll be able to conquer the Yetzer Hara in any other way, form, or fashion besides learning Torah is making a grave mistake. And he'll find this out when he enters his grave, literally. And he dies with his sin. The Yetzer Hara is very strong with the person. Without the person's knowledge, without the person's awareness, the Yetzer Hara takes his venom, his poison, and he spreads himself throughout the neshama of the person. That's why people go for checkups by a doctor. And they want to make sure that everything is okay. And sometimes they go to a doctor and the doctor says, what's going on here? Look at the results of the test. Where have you been? You know, sometimes he tells them, your cholesterol, your arteries are all blocked. You have to run right now. I've heard stories like this. I heard a story not too long ago. A person, he wasn't feeling well. He had to go to a hospital. They told him triple bypass right now. You want to live? This is what we have to do. It could be, maybe it could have been prevented had he checked that things out earlier. But sometimes we don't realize how things are being blocked inside of us without having the knowledge. The Yetzer Hara does the same thing. He puts his tumor inside of us as he says the words without us realizing this. Repeating the words, he's very strong. He conquers the person. A person can try all of the tricks in the world. If he doesn't take the proper medicine for the proper sickness, and the medicine here is the Limud HaTorah, for the sickness is the Yetzer Hara, nothing else will work. He'll start all the chesed organizations. He'll say all the tehillim in the world, and chesed, I'm never going to say not to do chesed. Oylam chesed yibane. We have to do chesed. We have to say tehillim. But if he doesn't learn Torah, he's not taking the medicine for the sickness. Yes. There's definitely a concept like that, which the Chazal bring the pasuk in Koheles, and they say zelum azel also lakim. The greater the person is, the greater the Yetzer Hara is. Right. I'll just give an example. Like, let's say I come home, and my baby knocks the glass off the counter, takes the chair, climbs on the counter. It's amazing how they know what candy is at such a young age. It's amazing. And it's amazing how he knows exactly where the candy cabinet is. I never taught him this, but he knows. Even a new candy, which he never saw before in his life, he'll know what it is. So, no, I'm telling you, before they even, he's home first. And he sees it. So let's say he wants to go get it. I once had with my children. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I thought I heard something. Yes, maybe not, maybe yes. What did he do? He woke up. He climbed out of the crib. Went downstairs. Pushed the knapsack off the chair. Climbed on the chair. Turned the light on. He wanted a midnight snack. Climbs on the counter. Takes the Tupperware off with the licorice. There's one problem now. He was too young. He couldn't open up the container, the Tupperware, to get to the licorice. He couldn't even say the word right. This is how young he was. He comes upstairs, knocking on the door, banging, 2 o'clock in the morning. Abba, mommy, he wants licorice. Okay? Yeah. So, my whatever how old it was, under 2 years old. This, okay. Why does my 12-year-old would do this? 2 o'clock in the morning. Abba, can I have some licorice now? Excuse me? 2 o'clock in the morning, you ask me for licorice? Right. We deal with the 2-year-old different than the 12-year-old. So too the Yetzer Hara, is the greater the person is, the attack on this person is greater as well. As the Gemara in Sukkah discusses and elaborates on this topic. Let's continue here. Holamazah Daima. What can this be compared to? L'chayla, to a sick person. Shadarash b'roifim. He goes to the doctors. V'hekiroi cholyoi. And they recognize what the sickness is. V'amruloi. And they tell him, shikach samza. They tell him to take certain medicine. V'hu. And this person. Mibli shetikdom loy yediyah b'mleches arafuah. He's a carpenter. He's a mechanic. He's a businessman. He's not a doctor. He's a lawyer. Whatever, but he's not a doctor. He forgoes, he puts aside the medicine that they prescribe for him. He takes his own medicine. Why did he go to the doctor? That we discussed earlier. We discussed because people try to blind themselves. It's like the person who asks advice, like we said. They ask advice from people. Like I said, I've experienced this. Rabbi, I have a question to ask you. And then what do? They go to another person asking them more advice. And then what comes out is they have three advice from three different rabbis. And very confusing now. So I'll just take my own approach. And not till they waste their time, they're digging a hole for themselves. Why are you asking the rabbi the advice? Why do you ask anybody else the advice? Why? Because you have to feed the neshama, you have to feed the Yetzer Hara, who says, go ask advice. But you're not going to listen to him. Why? Not anyone here, of course. Why won't the person listen? Because he knows better. Same thing here as well. The Yetzer Hara is telling the person, you know better. You know which medicine to take. The sick person will die. Nothing to talk about. Ki ein mi she makir b'chol ha-yetzera u'v'koichoy ha-mut b'boy el b'ayroi she b'aroi. There's no one who recognizes the evil yetzera more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu his hironu sha-refuo loy hi ha-toira. Hashem said the refuo for this evil yetzera is limud ha-toira. How can a person say, I know better? Torah is not for me. How can a person say that? Hashem is saying, this is the only way. There's no question, without a doubt, says the Ramchal, that the choshech hachomris, the darkness of the physical world, he's blinded, will strengthen itself on this person, one level after the next. V'hu lo yovin. I've seen this in my own eyes. You know, I was told by my rebbeim that when you want to ask questions, eitzah, you go to zakenim, to elders, talmid chachamim who are old. Why is it? They have experience, life's experience, invaluable. And in my few years already, I have seen this. I have unfortunately seen this, where the Yetzer Hara puts poison into people, and people follow their own ways, not the Torah. And I'm telling you, they think day is night and night is day. They think right is wrong and wrong is right. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. To any thinking person. Sometimes people call me up and say, what are we going to do? It's like a person taking a vial and putting pollution, you know, like a person putting his mouth to the exhaust pipe. What, is he crazy? He wants to smoke a whole truck of cigarettes in one shot? He wants to kill himself right away? So too, a person who doesn't learn Torah, that's what's going to happen to the person. But he's v'lo yovin. If a person would know, he would stop. But v'lo yovin, he doesn't understand. Until He is Shakur Bara. He's the Ra took over him. He's invested in this Ra. The Rachuk Min Emes. He's far from the truth. He doesn't know what truth means anymore. Hercha Godos, the truth and the Sheker is so far away. Sha'afilu here Huri Dvarim Layalu Alibu Levakesh Emes. This person won't even think of doing tshuva. He won't have the schus of doing tshuva. He won't have the thought process. However, ach, if hu oisik b'teira, b'roisai d'archeho, if he's involved, doesn't just learn, doesn't say loymeid teira, he's involved. And oisik's a business to him. What does it mean it's a business to him? Because when he closes the Gemara, he's still thinking about it on his way home. Any businessman knows you want to improve your business. You don't just leave it where it is. You want to make it better. When he's leaving home, he's thinking, what did I just learn? I don't understand that point. It's bothering me. You know what happens? When he's involved in such a thought process, he continues, Hashem says, that's what you want. You want to know the pshat? I will show you the pshat. I will give it to you. I'm telling you how many times this has happened to me. The sugyas were so unclear. And then the person tries, and Hashem is Yor Einai, and Hashem opens up the eyes. And you're like, how come I didn't see that at first? It was right there, same page. I even read it. I learned it. I saw it. See, Vuyeho, Vahasareseho, Hinei Soif, Soif, Me'elov, Yischadish, Bai, His Eirus, Shivyeehu, Eladerech, HaToif. The learning of the Torah and its mitzvahs and its warnings, what to do, what not to do, will bring the person, Yischadish, Bai, His Eirus, will awaken the person, will arouse in the person the desire Eladerech HaToiv, to do good. V'umah she'omer z'chren l'rvacha, halavai, ha'isi ozu v'sayrasi shamaru, shamaru sheba ma'chzir l'mutav. And this is what Chazal tell us in regards to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. They say, Hashem says the words, halavai, it would have been okay, they should have been, ha'isi ozvu, that Kleisa would have left me, Hashem says. But v'sayrasi shamaru, but still would have learned my Torah. Shama or shaba, because the Torah has light in the world of choshech and darkness. Machzir lemutav, the Torah would have brought the Jewish people back to the correct way of life. We're going to stop here for today. Yemetz Hashem, when we pick up, I would like to elaborate on this Maimer Chazal of Halavai Oisi Ozvu v'sayrasi shamaru, what I saw from Rashach Zatzal, brought in the Sefer from Abnalo Shal Torah, of Rabbi, one of my Rabbeim, Shalom Leib and Miriam, and Shalom Fuhr Shalema. Thank you.